every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
In the round of 32 at the World Cup, both Malik Tillman and Flo Balogun found the back of the net. 2-0 win over Bosnia for Team USA, but Balogun did get a red card in the win, so he's going to be unavailable for the round of 16 when the United States will play Belgium. Belgium beat Senegal earlier in the day to advance to the round of 16. England beat DR Congo with 2 second-half goals to advance to the round of 16. They will play Mexico. In the NBA, Jaylen Brown traded from Boston to the Philadelphia 76ers. Paul George, 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks coming back. The Lakers are acquiring center Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz for 2 unprotected first-round picks and 2 first-round pick swaps, also signing the forward to a 4-year, $130 million deal. Major League Baseball, Junior Caminero's homered in 6 straight games. Ray shut out the Royals 4-0. Tigers 6-2 over the Yankees. Yankees lost 7 straight.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Candidate filing period for November 3rd general election begins July 13th. CHP entering holiday enforcement period this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. The clerk recorder's office says that the filing period will extend for 5 days for any office in which the incumbent does not file. The general election includes offices for candidates advancing from the primary, as well as numerous offices throughout the county, including school board members, CSDs, and special district offices. The clerk recorder's office says that candidates must schedule an appointment before nomination documents can be issued. After an appointment is made, candidates will receive a packet of forms by mail to complete and bring to their scheduled appointment. The filing deadline for write-in candidates is 5 p.m. October 20th. CHP is reminding motorists to slow down and drive responsibly as they head out for this Independence Day weekend. CHP will be rolling out its holiday enforcement period to address unsafe driving and keep California roads safe this weekend. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. tonight and will go through July 5th at 11:59 p.m. with an emphasis on combating speeding. Among CHP's enforcement vehicles will be 100 low-profile, specially marked patrol vehicles that blend into traffic. CHP says reckless driving and speeding is incredibly dangerous as it slows down reaction time, increases crash severity, and can lead to serious or fatal consequences. During last year's 78-hour Independence Day holiday enforcement period, CHP officers responded to more than 850 speed-related crashes, with at least seven of those collisions fatal. In addition, officers made over 1,300 arrests for driving under the influence. San Luis Obispo police arrest man for robbing elderly victim. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. The incident took place on the 400 block of Prado Road. Following an investigation, police determined that a suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, approached an elderly victim from behind, placed his hands on the victim's shoulders, and instructed him not to turn around. Smith then removed the victim's mobile phone, searched him for additional property, and then fled the area. The victim did not suffer any physical injuries, according to SLO Police. Police found Smith near the intersection of Higuera Street and Granada Drive, arrested him, and recovered the victim's stolen phone. A child fell through a skylight in the ceiling of San Luis Obispo grocery outlet on Madonna Road yesterday afternoon. Police and the fire services responded to the incident at about 3:42 p.m., and the child was transferred by ambulance to a trauma center. No further information on the incident or the child's condition is available at this time. Emergency officials have confirmed a second drowning at Lopez Lake this year that occurred earlier this week. On Tuesday, witnesses reported that a man was swimming with his friends at the lake at about 4:15 p.m. when he appeared to be in distress and went underwater. Boaters were able to locate the man and pull him out of the water, and he was identified as 20-year-old Nathan Martinez of Santa Maria. The county sheriff's office says CPR was performed on Martinez, and he was taken to a local hospital, later pronounced dead. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Dodgers 7-1, the Giants over the Diamondbacks 6-4, the Cubs beat the Padres 23-3, the Tigers over the Yankees 6-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Dodgers. The Angels will go against the Mariners. In California news, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits against California and Virginia over their semi-automatic firearm restrictions. The new California law prohibits gun shops from selling certain handguns that can easily be made to be fully automatic. A new California law has gone into effect that prohibits the use of sell-by dates on food products. Manufacturers must now use either best by or best if used by dates, which indicate dates for food quality and product safety, not for retailers on how long products can remain on the shelves. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Tuesday officially recognizing May 17th as Bruce Lee Day in California. This marks Bruce Lee as the first Chinese American to be honored with a day in the state. Lee was born in San Francisco in 1940 and raised in Hong Kong. He became a cultural icon and filmmaker. Local News is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When we talk about agricultural innovation on this program, many people might think of robots or lasers. But it's also important to acknowledge the many innovations in agriculture that are so common today that they are often taken for granted. Retired Smithsonian Institution curator Peter Liebold describes some of the innovations in the early 20th century that propelled American ag productivity to where it is today.
Gasoline-powered vehicles, combines, tractors. It's also the notion of fertilizer, it's the notion of pesticides, it's the notion of hybrids, hybrid animals, hybrid seeds, all very critical. Agriculture transforms from being extensive, where if you want more food, you plow up more land, to being intensive, where you start to increase yield per acre. The advent of lightweight tractors in the beginning of the 1900s was made possible by factories making on assembly lines inexpensive of equipment. The price continually dropped, became affordable so that many farmers could buy it and help revolutionize agriculture. Many different aspects of agriculture were affected by the advent of electricity. Dairy parlor without electricity would be completely different.
It is incredible to consider just how much innovation has changed agriculture over the past 100 years.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency will host a workshop for California farmers and ranchers to discuss Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. The virtual event will be held July 9th from 10 to 11 a.m., The 2025 American Relief Act, which Congress passed in late 2024, provides more than $16 billion in disaster relief payments to farmers who suffered revenue, quality, or production losses to crops, trees, bushes, or vines due to qualifying disaster events in calendar years 2023 and 2024. The application deadline has been extended to August 12th. The workshop will provide an opportunity to learn more about the program. Registration is required and can be completed online. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies Tuesday through Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-80s on Tuesday. Upper 80s Wednesday. 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow is rallying on expectations the Federal Reserve might pull back any plans to raise interest rates after job growth moderated in June. There were 57,000 new jobs created, and in the previous 2 months, the number of new jobs was revised lower. A bright spot in the report, the unemployment rate declined to 4.2%. Rivian shares are up 12%. Its sales rose in the recent quarter, and the electric vehicle company is raising expectations for the year. Rivian, based in Irvine, California, has never turned an annual profit. Economists say the recent heat wave in Europe and the U.S. likely to be reflected in the global economy. Economists at Dutch Bank ING say canceled events and closed schools in Europe bring back memories of the pandemic lockdowns, but movie theater chains are expected to benefit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Red Scooter Deli with two locations on 6th Street and next to the Pet Department near the post office. And remember, they're now open 8 to 7 on Thursday, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. Just simply use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. Order online at redscooterdeli.com or call Red Scooter Deli 805-237-1794.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. When we think of frontier newspapers, we often think of them as dispensing news to the immigrants, but they were used for much more than just news. Frontier newspapers had a far broader use than just for dispensing news. For instance, the first newspaper in the Dakotas started printing on July 2, 1859. In 1862, the Santee Sioux raided the town where it was located. The Sioux dumped the press in the river. The Indians took the lead type back to their village and melted it down to make inlaid designs for, of all things, their peace pipes. Following the passing of the Homestead Law in 1863, newspapers carried very little news. When a person filed a homestead, he had to advertise a proving up notice. Some newspapers contained as many as 2,000 of these notices. At the rate of $5 a notice, a publisher could make up to $10,000 per issue. The editor of the Deadwood newspaper became too ill to set type for his newspaper. But on a Saturday night, typesetters from the area would come to Deadwood for drinking and socializing. So the editor devised a weekly contest between the typesetters with the prize a bottle of whiskey. Coincidentally, following the contest, the paper was ready for the press. But the most unique use of a newspaper was when President Harrison was to sign the newspapers admitting North and South Dakota to the Union. Not wanting to show favoritism between the two, each document was placed inside a newspaper with only the signature part showing. The documents were signed and the newspapers were shuffled, so no one knew which state came into the Union first. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Most business.
H.M. Holloway, family owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. A man approached a victim from behind, placed his hands on his shoulders, and instructed him not to turn around as he stole the victim's phone. Police found the suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, later that day and arrested him. They recovered the victim's phone. A child fell through a skylight in the ceiling of a San Luis Obispo grocery outlet store on Madonna Road yesterday afternoon. Police and fire services responded to the incident at about 3:42 p.m. The child was transported by ambulance to a trauma center. No further information of the incident or the child's condition is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 57,000 jobs created in June, the disappointing number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Where were the jobs created? Private education and health services up 69,000. Professional and business services gaining 36,000, construction 11,000. But big declines in leisure and hospitality, bars and restaurants losing 61,000 jobs last month. And where was all that World Cup hiring?
Fox Business' Lauren Simonetti in Venezuela. Years earlier, rescuers carrying out a 43-year-old man trapped in the basement of a collapsed building 8 days after the twin earthquake struck that nation. In the northern part of the nation, security guard was inside a small security cabin when the first violent tremor struck, and nearly two dozen are dead in the latest Russian onslaught inside Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat, makes in my case.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunshine mid-70s, it'll get here. Clear tonight for the most part. A couple of clouds, lows right around 50. We'll be in the mid-80s. Sunny on your Friday, low to mid-80s on your July 4th and all the festivities. Low 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday. And a week from today, we'll just call it 90. Weather was brought, up and down. Let me get this right. UV index will be 11 up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. And your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon on Sound Off, 12:30 till 2. Find out about Medicare, signing up and what you need to do, what you should do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. Call or text. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL on the backstretch, headed for home.
Step right up, come on in.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, Chris, you gave us the lyrics to your school song. What do they call them? Spirit song or something like that?
I don't remember what they're called.
All right. We were the Wildcats.
Not bad as far as mascots go.
Well, I mean, you got Bearcats, you got Wildcats, you got Tomcats, you got what other cats? The cat world, kitty cats. All right, so here it is. On ye Wildcats, on ye Wildcats, fight for victory. Red and gray, our colors dear, will lead the way through all the years. We'll be faithful to our school and never let it die. We dedicate this song to Wagner High. Would you consider that goofy?
Yeah, maybe the first part of it, but I'd have to hear how it's sung, because even goofy sounding lyrics can be pretty somber when it's done right.
All right, this is sung to the tune of On Wisconsin.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Well, that's from the university, obvious. I shouldn't say obvious, but, it's no wonder why I don't remember any of the lyrics or remember the song. Hey, Lee, when I get there in October, maybe you and the guys can sing it to me after you have had some courage put into your body. But the most important thing I want to find out when I get there is, who put that damn snake in my bed at camp? That's what I want to know. They won't tell me. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and the text is the same. Excuse me. Getting all choked up. Let's see. Okay, this is what I consider a little bit of an overreaction by Republicans or conservatives. I'll get to that in a moment, because the phone calls are the most important thing. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. A couple of things. Earlier you were talking about whether you like heat or cold or whatever. You know, so much of it, every day I run into situations where people prefer this or that, and a lot of it has to do with age, because as you get older, you don't tolerate the heat as well. But on the other hand, if you're too cold, you can't move around a lot because of your old arthritic body. So there's a lot of things that play into that. So, but the thing I really wanted to talk about was when your last caller and you were talking about what we don't get to do anymore as far as fireworks or a variety of other things, that we're now, there's so many rules and regulations and we're so restricted. And you have to know that it's because you have a lack of parental oversight. We can't have the fireworks the way we used to have them. We can't let people do what they used to do because they don't take responsibility for their actions. And I look at that and I say, it's really too bad, but that's what we've got today, is we have a society of people who sue at the drop of a hat because you allowed the fireworks, my kid bought the fireworks, my kid shot them off, and therefore it's your fault that this happened. And I think we have a very sad society of people who simply do not take responsibility for their actions.
I mean, we can go back in some instances. Well, here, Templeton, years ago, there used to be the caboose in the city park. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
Okay. Used to go in there, look at it, nice city park. And some kid fell off it and broke his arm. Guess what his parents did?
Sued the city of Templeton, of course.
You don't see it there anymore, do you?
No, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what nice things you have. People trash them. It's like there's this worldwide jealousy. You have it, I want it, but I can't have it, so therefore I'll trash your stuff. And it's just, it's ongoing. And I think the worst part for me is the complete and utter of the younger generations, because somewhere along the line, the parents just simply failed. And, you know, I think back, and I don't tell these stories much anymore because I'm too old to do that, but my kids were scared to death of the consequences. And somebody said something to me one time about, well, don't you feel bad that your kids are afraid of you? And I said, look, if fear keeps them straight, if fear keeps them out of jail, I have no regrets.
You know what?
Whatsoever.
The thing about, one, a question like that is stupid from this standpoint. Your kids, they're going to figure it out when they get older.
Yes.
They're going to say, you know, God, Mom and Dad used to scare the and in most cases probably say, boy, you know what? I understand why. Because
and they do, yes.
Right, because most of us, when we look back on some of the things our parents, on the decisions that we didn't like, you know, because of whatever, you know, for our pleasure, we look back and say, you know what, okay, I get it now. I understand. Now, some people, unfortunately, carry it with them throughout their life, though.
And I understand all kinds of the consequences for my kids was I didn't beat them. I didn't have to. What happened with mine was that they were then denied certain things. You know, I can remember when they would want, you know, $100 back in the 70s, wanted $100 pair of Converse All-Star shoes. And that was $100 for a pair of tennis shoes at that time was a lot of money. Well, do you think in a million years that child who wanted those shoes would have done anything in the whole wide world to get in trouble for so that he didn't get those shoes? Absolutely not. So there were always consequences, whether it be, you know, restrictions or whatever. But most of the consequences are you don't get the good stuff if you don't do the good stuff. And that doesn't happen today.
Well, you know, you also have a culture, and again, I remember this at a radio remote, and I'm not talking 10 or 15 years ago, where a girl, she was separated from mom and dad, and we were giving away some tickets to some concert. It wasn't the midstate. Anyway, there's something, and she won because I pulled her name out of the hat, and I said, oh, are you going to, you know, whatever, and she goes, something along these lines. I don't remember exactly. But basically it was, well, my dad can't do anything because I can go tell the teacher.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, Okay, this is, you know, this is where we're headed. She's not going to get her way or, you know, whatever the circumstances were. So she can now go to a school counselor and complain about what, because, again, she was separated from her dad, not her mom. And I thought, okay, this is where we're headed, isn't it?
And we did. We went down that. We're still there.
So if you were to have, you said you didn't, you know, you didn't hit your kids. My mom hit me a few times, not viciously, but she hit me. You know, in today's world, I could go into school and say, my mom hit me last night.
Yes.
And, well, you know, I could see that somebody's knocking on mom's door.
Well, and yes, absolutely. Well, I certainly employed the wooden spoon effect, you know, and it was in a drawer, and if they did something wrong or got mouthy, which I did not tolerate the mouth, I said, you can say anything in the world to me, but watch your tone, because disrespect is not allowed. But there were consequences, and they didn't like them. And my kids were not raised to be disrespectful or to hurt other people's property or anything like that because of the consequences. And that just doesn't happen today. And I remember my former husband, he married a gal who passed away, but she had two teenage daughters. And he was left with those two teenage daughters, which is fine. And one day, one of them snuck out of the house at night, and when he attempted to impose discipline on her, she said, go ahead, I'll call the cops. And he stood back and he looked and he said, you know what? That's exactly what she'll do. She'll call the cops at some point and claim this or that, and my life will be over. And so he lived with that until they were out of the house. Well, what a shame.
It is. You know, when you talk about, you know, your kids had to understand the consequences, and I'm just going to stretch this. So what do we see now? We see people, and we can even go right here locally to our city council. What consequences do they suffer when they do some things that have been illegal or bad decisions? There's none.
None. And it isn't because... It's because and I want to say it's not the effort that it takes, because there's plenty of people who are willing to make that effort, but they can slow roll you and make your life so difficult for so long that most people just don't fight the battle anymore. They just say, you know, I can remember a guy who stood up at a city council meeting for 2 years. Every other week he was there confronting the city council with something that had gone wrong. The city was responsible for it and wouldn't stand up to it. The guy finally died, and they were done with him. For 2 years, they did nothing but slow roll this guy, mm-hmm. And that's the plan.
Yep. Yes, it certainly is.
So, sorry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. To the other line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, we're going a couple of years back, and it was on North River Road, and we were in a rainy season, and we drove out to near San Miguel where there was a crossing, and the water was going through it really, really fast, and I got out of the car, and I was looking at it, and all of a sudden, this lady in a little compact car with a couple children in the car drove up beside me. And I said, hey, this lady's going to try to cross that water area over there. And she started to go, and I started to step in front of her to tell her, you know, in Spanish, you know, that not to go there because it was dangerous. And she drove around me and drove through it, and I was very, very surprised that she made it through. She had children in the car and everything, but it was a very stupid decision to do that. Now, why she wouldn't go back and drive around and go to 101 is because she was lazy and stupid and put her children in harm's way. Now, I just, the point that I'm trying to make is that we got our North County racquetball graffitied up one time, and the DA said, I pushed it and pushed it and told him, hey, you know, we can find out who this is. His name's right there on the graffiti. We found out who it was. And they said, well, you know, kids will be kids. I said, no, I want to go after the parents. And I pushed it and pushed it. And guess what? We went after the parents, and all of a sudden, the kid, oh, we're sorry, we'll never happen again. Oh, you know, they give us a break here. But as soon as we went after the parents and where they had to, we were going to charge them for repairing the damage that they did, and we did charge them for it, all of a sudden, things got good again. And I'm just saying we should hold the parents just as responsible as the children when it's when we're dealing with juvenile delinquency and the lack of parental guidance. But once you get the parents involved or money involved where the parents have it, all of a sudden things get good again. Now, I'm just saying if they do something wrong, parents are just as responsible as the child is. I know you can look at it.
One of the things that I think people need to maybe kind of callous themselves up a little bit. When you get into a situation like yours, because you guys were right down the street from us here, that when it comes to damage like that where you have to spend money to get it cleaned up and repair it, I'm not accepting apology. In other words, you know, it's not going to be, hey, he won't do it again, you know, please don't make us pay for it. No, you're paying for it. I'm not going to...
That's what happened.
You have to be a little bit you should be cold. I'm not going to be yummy with them and hug each other afterwards. I'm just going to say, here it is, you're paying for this, and maybe even suggest that they discipline their kin, because more than likely, because you can sometimes read the language based on the reaction from the parents that this ain't the first rodeo for this kid.
No, and I was very pleased at the time when we got the reaction from the parent and the child. It was only years later that I found out that it was a special program that paid, but the threat of making the parents pay was there, and our organization got a great reaction from the child and the parent because they thought that they were going to have to pay for that. But years later, I found out that an organization paid for it and not the parents. But hey, it still got done, and we got the reaction that we wanted. Mm-hmm. Hold the parents just as accountable as the delinquent that committed the crime. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, bud.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see here on the email. Kevin, happy for the... what Chris was singing is the Paso Robles High School hymn. Well, Chris, is there a difference between the school song and the...
I thought the hymn was the school song, unless there's another song that I'm missing.
I don't know. Perhaps we can have this person who sent the email call in and sing it and maybe refresh your memory. Let's see here. Also, I watched the end of the soccer match last night. I didn't hear them sing Sweet Caroline, but they did play John Denver's Country Roads. I don't know because I don't watch... people running up and down the field kicking a ball with colors on it. I have no idea. Does it depend on where it was played? I just don't know. I do know that John Denver's song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, used to be the song for the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know if it still is. Not sure about that. Let's see here. Another email. Discipline. The DARE program back in the 90s taught my kids that if a parent physically disciplines them, they can call the cops. My kids threw this in my face every time they got in trouble. The DARE program had no business instilling this into our kids. 100%. 100%. Let me see. Please sing your Institute of Learning's fight song for us. I don't know the theme to Wisconsin, On Wisconsin. The lyrics are stupid. And again, As much as I love school and love my classmates, best classmates, they're the best classmates in the United States as far as I'm concerned. I mean, easy. I'm telling you. But those things to me have always been stupid. I didn't wear, you know, I played sports, got letters. I didn't wear a letterman's jacket. I just think, just me. It's so other people want to do, that's fine. That's fine. I am just not of that grade. I don't know why. Let's see here. 238-57-238 KPRL. One more. Okay. Was that it? Was there? I thought there was another one here. No. All right. I was looking at the wrong one. Let's see here. Today in history, as we're getting close to a pretty big day in history, which I think this is the unofficial day that things kind of got going here in today in history, if I'm not mistaken, July 2nd. But we moved things even then to July 4th, and thus the big celebration coming up this Saturday. All right, so let's see here. What else do we have? In 1976, the United States Supreme Court overturns its 1972 ban on the death penalty. And I don't know why I'm looking. I get a kick out. They got a picture of old Sparky here. I love that stuff. Here it is. In 1776, July 2nd, the Continental Congress votes to adopt a resolution of independence. The vote was unanimous except for New York, which abstained. New York would vote to accept the resolution on July 9th. Thomas Jefferson was selected to compose the original draft, which was to be edited by Congress. It was adopted by Congress on July 4th. Okay. Speaking of old Sparky, some lady, her last name is Spooner, in 1776, she was the first woman executed by the United States courts. She was hanged. She conspired with her boyfriend and two others to kill her husband. They killed him and put the body in the Spooner's well. Now, listen to this part. She tried to get her execution delayed because she was pregnant with her boyfriend's child. Her request was denied. An autopsy showed that she was pregnant with a five-month-year-old male at the time of her execution. This was the first capital case of the newly formed United States. Only took 2 years, huh? Amazing. Let's see here. President Garfield was shot on this day in 1881. He died the following September. Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin flies his first airship. This was in 1900, and of course, after repairs and figuring things out, his Zeppelins were used by Germany during World War I as bombers and scout ships. By the way, the success of these airships launched the air transport business. Don't know if he benefited or not. Alrighty, what else do we have? Some of you may remember, because you liked this band, and many people did. In 1991, the crowd erupts after lead singer Axl Rose ends the concert early. He stormed off the stage after diving into the crowd and attacking a fan for having a camera. Let me see, 1991 cameras. Boy, the whole stadiums are now filled with cameras.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. Candidates must schedule an appointment with the clerk recorder's office to be issued nomination papers. A child fell through a skylight in the ceiling of San Luis Obispo grocery outlet on Madonna Road yesterday afternoon. Police and fire services responded to the incident at about 3:42 p.m., and the child was transported by ambulance to a trauma center. No further information on the incident or the child's condition is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Erickson for Karen on Sound Off, 12:30 to 2. Find out what is coming up for you, because you have to do it every year. Well, not all of you, but some of you, for Medicare and what you need and what you should. So enjoy that and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.